It's gonna start a fire!
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill. And that's it. T-Mill have the latest. And the latest is, Clint, we do have NFL football tonight, but I do want to start with the injury report for the Texans and the Buffalo Bills. And 100%. No DMPs today for the Texans, Clint. Everybody practiced, including Trent Brown. Hey, can we make a bet? I think Trent Brown's going to be on the injury report every week.
You think he's going to be the injury? They got to find a way to rest him, right?
Anytime
they rest guys, they're going to be on the injury report. So I think he's going to be treated,
every week.
I think he's going to be treated a lot like Clowney was back in the day. Was it Wednesday?
Was it one of the
two heavy load days?
He's off.
He was always off, which I think was Wednesday.
Now he wasn't off today. He's a full participant, but it just says Trent Brown wrist. I think he might be on here every week.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, Trent's fighting now. That big fella's fighting it now. But I think that's when you talk about all the pieces, when you put them together, like that load management piece to me makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a top-heavy 380. that's a lot of force, man. And to strain that guy to that degree throughout training camp or even in early in the season, I think is crazy. I'm not even talking about trying to keep him healthy. I'm just talking about keeping him fresh and able.
We're gonna have wrist, thumb.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have knee. Just a little something.
Yeah, it's gonna be something to label every week.
Just a little something to give me a day. One day. I need 17 Wednesdays.
Wade Wood asked. He returned. Okay. He had been out with that broken thumb that he had. He had maintenance done too. He was out there. I saw him moving around. He had like a little club or cast on his hand.
Yep.
So he's a full participant. And Caden McDonald, he shows up on the injury report as a limited participant with an ankle. But everybody practiced at some point today for the Texans. For the big ones here for the Bills, Ty Johnson, one of the backup running backs. And I believe he is the one that took the kickoff return back for a touchdown last year for the Bills against the Texans. And then T.J. Sanders was a limited participant with the knee. He is one of their young defensive linemen, his second year, that they really, really like. So no major guys there. And as to be expected, Clint, it's week one. This is probably the healthiest that we will see teams.
Well, I think the big thing newsworthy for the Texans is – Jadeveon Clowney's back. It's about the guys that came back, right?
Yep.
Jadeveon Clowney
was
back.
On the list.
Not on the list at all. Brevin Jordan is back. Not on the list at all. You mentioned Wade Woodaz on the list, but he is back. So, it is, with the exception of the Jaden Higgins injury, and, you know, the exception of that right there, the Texans made out like bandits in terms of getting to this day right here. Minimal damage in the injury department and guys that are look to be locked and loaded.
Yeah, really, it's Tank, and you not surprised there. Braden Smith wasn't going to be a starter. Sam Hagan was somebody I think was an upset to make the team to begin with. Yep. So no major things there. But that's the injury report there. Everybody practiced today. Cade McDonald was the only one that was a limited participant.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, fellas, the NFL is back, and we've got football that counts tonight. The New England Patriots, in a rematch of the Super Bowl, will travel to Seattle, as Seattle will drop their banner as the champions, the Super Bowl champions, host on a kickoff. Kickoff's usually Thursday, but they've moved that sucker to Wednesday.
When I saw it was Wednesday, I was stoked.
Why?
It was because earlier. Sooner.
You want it, the day sooner. Yeah. Wednesday it is.
Sooner's better for me.
Well, I got to believe nobody's more excited than Tyler. Tyler's probably about to work over these best bets when it comes to football. He's got football, so look forward to Mondays and Thursdays and Fridays to a lot of football action on these T-Mills Best Bets coming up. I'm certain T-Mills Best Bets are all NFL wagers for tonight's game. I would just assume.
Oh, football betting is back, baby.
It's back. It's his fave.
It is back.
Well, with that, Clint and Tyler, the Seahawks are 3.5-point favorite at home, over under 44. Seattle's favorite. New England's got some new parts. A.J. Brown's a big storyline here. Romeo Dobbs, also the receiver. We're going to see a new Seattle team in terms of their offensive coordinator's gone. Kenneth Walker, who was a Super Bowl MVP, is gone. They lost a couple of pieces on defense. But still, a lot of people think Seattle is a championship contender. That is the most fascinating thing to me. We've seen career revitalized from Sam Darnold in his last two stops, mm-hmm. which have included Clint Kubiak, who is now the head coach of the Vegas Raiders. He's not there anymore. That, to me, is the biggest watch for me. Does Sam Darnold look like the Sam Darnold we've seen over the last 2 years as opposed to the guy that was struggling to become a starter before then?
Yeah, look, can Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champ, replace their offensive coordinator? That's the question about the game tonight. I personally think they do. I don't think 3.5 is enough, and I think it's an underbet. I think it's a favorite in Seattle and an underbet tonight.
Oh yeah, so you like them? You like them relatively big, huh?
You might not like my best bets.
Yeah, I mean, look, if that's the case, to be honest with you, you're probably pretty safe.
This is awkward.
Yeah, it's that part there, and then New England. I am obviously Drake May. They've gone out with their young quarterback, try to help him up front with the offensive line, and they've given him weapons. To me, with them, it's the weapons. Let's see what A.J. Brown looks like out there, Romeo Dobbs. And the last time we saw Will Campbell, he was just getting his ass kicked repeatedly.
Yeah, that too.
And Seattle's got the dudes up front, as they proved last year, to do that. So that will be a big watch tonight to see what happens. But football is back, NBC. Tyler, I'm checking. I'm not sure. Are we carrying that tonight? We are, right?
We are.
We
yes,
are.
Sir.
You can listen to that right here, courtesy of Westwood One, tonight right here on The Fan. So stay tuned for that. If you're riding around, this is the spot to listen to a little NFL action as the Seahawks and the Patriots get going tonight.
Ain't no static here.
5 o'clock fire.
Thanks, Cal. The Astros, they're in Philadelphia, and tonight is one of those pitching nights that is extremely has the potential to be extremely exciting tonight. As Hunter Brown, the ace of the Astros, he goes tonight in Philly, and then Christopher Sanchez, who started the All-Star game for the Phillies and is in the running for NL Cy Young Award. Although I think we know Ole Miss is going to pull that off with the Brewers, but he has got a 2.48 ERA, Clint, 16-5. So this will be a fun game tonight. And I think a lot of people look at the pitching. Clint, we'll get to the lineup here in just a bit, but a lot of people looking at the pitching, when you look at that matchup, to me, I think my eyes are square on 44. That to me, and his at-bats. And we talked to Roflo earlier today at 3:40, and the hope is that they start to get him turned around and he starts to get back to the dominant piece, because they need him to be that. He was 0-for-5 last night, and he's just been slowed up, especially from a power perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's done choked up the damn Triple Crown in the American League. Two back in the RBI race, and
One back in the home run race,
and I'll be damned if that batting average that we thought would – there wasn't enough games left for him to lose the big lead he had. I'll be damned if that thing hadn't shrunk down to
311, 304, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, man. So it's been a rough stretch, man. We need him. We need him, especially like you said, in these kind of matchups where, let's be honest, if we're worried about Diaz or Cam Smith or, you know, somebody like that contributing against a pitcher like this, it's a lot more likely to come from the top of that lineup in Yordan Alvarez and Pena. So those two got to be great.
Yeah, big one tonight there. By the way, the lineups for those you're looking for Jeremy Pena leading off. Jordan behind him as the DH. Paredes in third and batting third. Jose Altuve is hitting fourth. And Yiner Diaz moves up with the lefty on the mound to the five spot. Christian Walker behind him. And I'm proud of you, Joe. I'm proud of you, Joe. I know a lefty is on the mound, but you still have Dalton Varsho, who went off last night, in the lineup. Moved him down a little bit, but he is still in the lineup tonight to face the tough lefty. Cam Smith in right field. Left field, Jorge Barroza is out there, and then Hunter Brown gets the ball. So that
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know we picked up – I've been under the weather for a few days here. I wasn't aware of Barroza, boys. Huh? I didn't have it. Another outfielder.
There we go, man. Got to get that righty in there, baby.
Come on, baby. Let's get it.
Barroza in there.
Barroza
in the building. So, yeah, that's it in the lineup tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. As this thing continues, and it feels like the latest reporting is maybe this thing has cooled down, LSU tells the SEC that the Tigers have complied and won't disrupt the meeting. Headline, the SEC showdown with LSU, which including threats of expulsion from the league, has de-escalated, Clint. And according to the LSU president, Wade Rouse, in a letter sent to the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, on Wednesday, that Pete Thamel reports from ESPN, said the Tigers have complied with conference rules by locking their roster without adding any former NFL players, and that the issue is a moot point, and they had two spots open, and they filled them, and they didn't fill them with the guys who were on training camps in the NFL, Daquan Wright and Xavier Harris. So,
well, I know one of the players that has already started the process to get back into the NFL. And so he obviously he's been given the message. I'm assuming that they've all been given the message. But look, this is a basketball problem. This is a real basketball problem. No, that's going to be who backs down on the basketball front.
Yeah.
Who wins on the basketball front is going to be the big story. I mean, I think this is obvious, man. When you're one of, what is it now? 14 or 16? Teams, I mean, you can't be the lone wolf, you know, trying to fight this by yourself versus your own people. So, you know, well done by Lane Kiffin, well done by LSU for backing off.
Hey, those comments at the half, that's what really ticked off Greg Sankey in the SEC when he did his post or his halftime
interview.
I didn't
catch it. What'd he say?
Oh, he did his halftime interview with Holly Rowe, and then as he was walking off, Holly Rowe smartly put that mic back up, and he said, "Yeah, imagine if we had pro players out here, or something like that." And
oh,
like,
I tell you what,
and they was hot the next day.
Lane is smooth with it. Hey,
they was
hey,
hot.
Boys are good, man.
Are they good, or has Dabo just completely lost it?
I'm not one, Ron. I know what you're saying.
They looked really good, and I have seen their quarterback do it at
Dabo's
other places.
Cooked.
Oh, I think Dabo's done.
I think Dabo's cooked. The expectations far exceed reality with him and his team. But I mean Clemson's still a team that for four quarters for you. I mean, they just bully balled them.
Yeah, 51 unanswered.
I mean, they bully balled them, man. Like that is wow. That's wild to opening day too. Everybody should have been fresh.
Who they got? LSU. They got Ole Miss in 2 weeks. I think that's the big one.
Yeah.
They looked really good. And as we said, we saw Sam at Arizona State, and he was really, really good and helped them.
Yeah.
Levitt helped them get to a college football playoff where they almost beat Texas. Sorry, Tyler. But damn, man, it was like Clemson looked so bad. Like I'm not gonna lie, I thought Kansas might have a shot. If Clemson and Kansas played on a neutral field, I think my Jayhawks might have a shot. I want to see in 2 weeks, September 19th, they have that stretch where they play Ole Miss and Texas A&M back to back weeks. Now I want to see, because that Clemson, that was just so bad. I mean, they had guys that even belong.
Yeah, look, there was. It's hard to find the wins in week one, Ron. But I think there was three teams that went out there and their ranking should improve. How about this? You'll like one of them. LSU, I think, is the best team in America, right?
Or in America.
I think the best team. I think SMU showed that they belong and they should climb in the rankings. And then I don't think Florida State's great, but the way they had to go out there and win, that was a different deal, right? I'm going to pick a team that lost. Louisville to go into Ole Miss.
Nashville.
I guess they did it. You're right. They did it in Nashville. That's right. That was a neutral location, neutral site. Man, I thought they was playing with them, and then I thought game was over. I went to bed. I wake up the next day. It's 38-38.
Yeah, they had to kick a field goal.
Come on, man. Like Louisville is Louisville's going to be a problem.
Okay, hold on. Tyler, we got to address. All right, we're going to go to the other side. We're going to go to the break. I do have some plan. We can talk about it. But I want Clint to think through the break. I believe he said the best team in America. I'm gonna need to go a little further on that one.
Okay.
All right. That's coming up next.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler, we got to get to the bottom of this. Yes, Clint is a college football junkie. He watches MAC football for some reason. He watches Toledo. He does that weird Wednesday night football.
Every now and again.
He gets ticked off Friday nights when college is being played.
That is a travesty.
Kansas, Missouri Friday night coming up on FS1.
Everybody in America should be at a high school game. Instead, Tyler's home playing video games and you're watching Kansas, Missouri.
I think there are some states where they're probably not watching that 8-man football. They don't need to be watching. They could probably move on from. But North Dakota, we're talking to you. He played the University of Arkansas, 2-time All SEC quarterback. He worked for SEC Network. Yep. He has been in the trenches. I think this is Tyler gotten away from him. Now, damn it, Tyler. He just said it and just said it in passing and just kept on rolling. Yeah, I think LSU is the best team in America. Mm-hmm. Well, hold on now. Listen, as Champ Slice so eloquently said back-to-back texts, Dabo has lost it. Dabo eats paste. That Clemson team, I think a lot of teams would have done a number on them. Listen, we went down your expertise of college football. You watch all the games. You got Ohio State who was dominant. You got Texas who was dominant. They'll play coming up next week, coming up on Saturday. By the way, you can join me at Talliard's little watch party. We'll be out there in Sugarland to watch that. Come on out and have a good time with me. We saw some impressive performances. Miami looked really good against Stanford. Malachi Toney looks like he's going to be a problem.
You like him a lot.
All season long.
Like him a lot.
There are a lot of A&M put up a 50-burger. Took them a while to get there, but they put up a 50-burger on Missouri State. I just say that these are teams that are in front of them. Why are you already 1 week in based off of an ass kicking of Clemson?
Yeah.
Who won 7 games last year? Why are you looking at thinking that's the best team in America?
Well, I think preseason rankings before you see anybody play is a joke anyway.
Fair.
And so that's always going to be Ohio State and Georgia and Notre Dame and Texas are always going to be at the top of that. Somehow the defending national champion is fifth in the AP and the coaches poll.
So I forgot about Indiana and Georgia. They look good too.
Yeah. So here's the deal. So what I like to do is I take the top 8 or 10 teams, and you can really get down to just a couple of teams if you just look at the opponents. I think the games to watch this weekend is Notre Dame, Wisconsin. I think Miami, Stanford, because somehow that's a damn conference game, and Miami did have to go all the way across the country to play Stanford, and then the LSU game against Clemson. Look, Ole Miss Louisville was really good there too, but they don't enter the equation here for me. And I think right now of the teams that we watch, I think LSU put out the best product, the most convincing product, to be the top team in America. I think right now if you dropped a college football playoff ranking, I think LSU would be top 3.
Think so?
Yes.
Based off their
I do.
Just based off what the we way saw. They played. Yeah.
Yep. Based off what we saw. Looks like he hit on his quarterback. Looks like he hit on his running back. I mean, they got dudes. The O-line and D-line, they got dudes. I mean, I just don't. That I don't. All these teams, these top 10 teams aren't going to have that. I'm telling you right now, Ole Miss ain't got it. Ole Miss is a good football team. Quarterback's really good. Ole Miss ain't got it. I mean, I like them, but Ole Miss ain't on the same. They're on the same planet.
Like you think you expect LSU to walk in there and beat Ole Miss
like
coming
a
up?
Drum.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like yeah, I a just drum. Don't. I don't, Tyler. I just don't feel like I've seen enough to determine to feel that way, especially Clemson.
Well, I mean, look. I mean, I don't like to wait.
Hooters.
I don't like to wait until the whole world knows. Hell, I mean, I'm just telling you. That was more convincing than Texas over Texas State. It was more convincing than Georgia and whoever the hell they strummed, Ohio State, whoever they strummed. Oregon ought to be ashamed of them damn selves. They were on upset alert for a chunk of that damn
game. They dropped multiple spots in the poll.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think right now, if they redid, I think Miami would be way up there. And I like the kid at Miami. It looks like they hit on another quarterback.
I'll say this, man, because the Clemson dynamic is strong on this. If they, you know, both these teams, Clemson and LSU, don't really play opponents worth much. Like, we'll see. If Clemson struggles with Georgia Southern next week,
yeah,
at home, then we got to. But I'm not expecting them to do that. But if they're in a fight at home against North Carolina in 2 weeks, which is the next name school that they play, then I think it's gotta change the way you view LSU. And in 2 weeks, if LSU, if they do what you said that you think they're going to do, they play Louisiana Tech next. But if they do what you think they're gonna do to a top 10 team in Ole Miss, sorry Patrick, please don't be listening. If they do that, now I hear you. Now I hear you. I need to see them.
The whole world's gonna know at that point.
At that point, yeah. You're stepping out, calling.
Look, I'm just convinced. That is a different breed of athlete.
Like that one game, has that changed your expectations for them in the season before you?
Absolutely, absolutely. The bigs at LSU are what make a difference, and make the difference.
Somebody text in. Here are the last couple of texts. No doubt, Clint Wright. I've seen enough of Ole Miss. LSU will walk them down like a dog. No doubt I've seen enough of Ole Miss. It's not a crazy take. LSU did to Clemson what these other schools did to D2 schools. Say what you want about Clemson, but they are better than what these other schools faced. I was prepared to say, I think they're better than Ohio State. I think they're better than Texas. I think they're better than Georgia. I think they're better than, and obviously the great thing is we're going to see.
Yeah.
And I'll feel different about an Ole Miss team. And we'll see. Like Louisville, I did not expect for them to hang with them the way they did. And they did, and they had some blown coverages repeatedly in the secondary against that Louisville team.
I think that Ron, there's 7 or 8 teams that it's not crazy to say is the best team in the country right now. It's not crazy based on what we've seen. I don't think it's wild. Now you want to talk about history and the payrolls and NIL payrolls and all that. Okay, I get it. But I'm just going to tell you there's not a team in America. That if it's even comparable to like the coaching, the quarterback play, if it's even comparable to other teams, very few even have a chance with their horses on the offensive and defensive line.
Yep. All right, coming up, we've done it, and I'm sure we will continue, and you will. Continue to do it. You'll continue to hear it as this game gets broken down. Josh Allen, who is, I think, played from a statistical standpoint as the best quarterback in football the last 2 years. A lot of conversation is about him. But if you look at what's happened in these matchups, it may not be about him on the offense for Buffalo versus the Texans. We'll talk about what I'm talking about coming up next.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths. The media has created a just follow the money.
Or fading.
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on The Drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, here we go. T-Mill's best bets every day around this time on The Drive. Yesterday, off to a good start. 2 for 3 last night in the green. Right, that's all you want to do. Can you get in the green? He won last night. Champ Slice did not have a great feeling about you last night. I know Champ is listening. He just texted in. So I guess you were wrong. So maybe make a little money. Make a little cash.
Yeah. Shout out to Champ Slice. Shout out to him riding with us every day. And let's just very quickly flash back to yesterday during Best Bets.
Start a new week. Let's see if he can get a good Monday in. He's got 3 bets tonight. The Astros, he's got the Astros money line at +120 at the Phillies. So he's got the Astros winning this thing outright. Champ Slice to Tyler. Never mind, you lost me on the Astros money line.
That one was for you, Champ.
Nailed it.
Tail.
Nailed that one. 2 for 3. Remember, you can find all his best bets and other nuggets there at Space City Sharp. Go to Twitter at Space City Sharp. He has them there every night. What you got tonight with the NFL back?
That's right. NFL is back, and we have football bets. First slate of NFL wagers this season. Very excited about this. We got the Patriots and Seahawks in action. You can hear that right here live on 95.7 The Fan after Texans All Access starting at 7. First best bet for this game, NFL action. I have the Patriots. Clint's going to hate it. Patriots +3.5 points in Seattle tonight. I believe Clint said earlier that he likes the opposite of that. He likes the Seattle minus some points, maybe.
I do.
Next, I'm on the under. You'll like that one, Clint. Under 45 tonight between the Patriots and Seahawks.
I do.
And then your third and final best bet. This is the tiebreaker of sorts for you, Dirty. Tell me if I have a good slate here or not. Third and final best bet is A.J. Brown. Over 5.5 receptions for the Patriot offense. New Patriot A.J. Brown, want to keep him happy. I expect them to go to him early and often. I think that's my favorite bet of the evening.
That's probably a good smart bet. Cool. And not just a good smart bet, but like it makes sense to do. It makes sense to get him on, hey, just throw it out there. What are you talking about the hitches? Just throw it out there. Just get him maybe even a screen. Like that's something that he could do. They should find ways early to get the ball in his hands and not just like it seemed like in Philly at times, right? I think he had something to do with it, obviously, but it seems like at times, like it was like, all right, go routes and slants. That's all. And everybody knew what they were going to do, and go routes and slants and jump balls. That was it. Like I do feel like Josh McDaniel, the OC there, Josh McDaniels will be a little bit more less predictable on how he uses A.J. Brown.
Well, look, being the first game, Tyler, I'm with you on this one. There might be some solid headlines after this game about somebody and about New England or Seattle or whoever comes out on top. One headline I will bet you will not see is that he's so upset he's reading a book on the sideline and he's got 3 targets in the game.
Yeah,
I mean, I bet you he's gonna
sure,
be. He's gonna,
better not be.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna get fed early and often, I'd imagine. So I like that bet, man.
As y'all heard the man tell these wagers. Let's go.
There it is. T Mill's best bets. You can lock them in. NFL is back. T Mill's got 3 bets coming out of this Patriots Seahawks game. You can find them once again, as I said, at Space City Sharp. And you can do your thing. Coming up tonight, after we get done, there is Texans All Access. We'll hand it off to them as Mark and John get ready as we get closer to the regular season. They'll do their thing and get you ready for the week 1 matchup between the Bills and the Texans, and then. Programming note, no Area 45 tonight, no Area 45 tomorrow as well. So the next 2 nights, no Area 45. Patriots and Seahawks coverage you can hear right here on 95.7 The Fan, courtesy of Westwood One, as soon as the fellas get done on Texans All Access. So stay tuned right here on The Fan. Clint, I know Josh Allen's going to be the big talking point, but clearly if we look at the most successful thing that the Bills have done in these last two games, they've played the Texans twice, both times here at Reliant, NRG then, but now Reliant Stadium, and they'll play a third time coming on Sunday. The best thing that they have done offensively, defensively in those games has been James Cook running the football. And a lot will be talked about with Josh Allen, as it should be, right? He may be the best quarterback in the sport right now. He has certainly played that way, won an MVP 2 years ago, and is a great player. But in the last 2 years, 37 carries, 198 yards, 5 yards a carry, 2 rushing touchdowns, and 5 catches for 30 yards. Those are the James Cook numbers, including last year. He went for 116 and almost 7 yards a carry, 6.8 yards a carry. To me, I think D'Amico's in there with his guys talking just as much about Jimbo Cook as he is about Josh Allen in the passing game.
Yeah, look, I think it starts right there. The Buffalo Bills game plan coming in has to be, how do we recreate the production in the run game? Number one. Number two, the play caller has to be, I think, on the conservative side in the pass game. And then I think the quarterback for Buffalo has to play within the system until the game dictates that you don't. You can't let playing outside the system dictate that you're down 2 scores and that you've completed nine footballs. And so I would think that is the recipe for the Buffalo Bills to have a shot when they come in here to Reliant on Sunday. You're exactly right. It starts with recreating Cook's production one way or another, whether it's all Cook or it's him and Josh Allen. However you get there, you gotta recreate that, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards a carry. And if that is the case, then you should have a good chance to put up some points if you're the Buffalo Bills.
I think it is clearly a major talking point for D'Amico and Matt Burke.
Absolutely. Right, gotta be.
It has to be this James Cook thing, because obviously Josh Allen with the ball and passing the ball, and how you've talked about it, a guy who Josh is, I'm going to make a play.
Yep.
I'm going to make a play. There's not a lot of, all right, I'm going to throw this sucker away. I'm going to make a play. And that really feeds into the coverage that the Texans can apply to those receivers they've had in the past that aren't great receivers that uncover easily, and to go with Will, Daniil, and all the pass rushers they've had over the last couple of years. So, yeah, James Cook, that is a bigger piece in this game that I think really gets discussed, is who wins that battle. If they win that battle, if they are able to, it's probably a wrap for the Bills offense.
Well, if you win that battle, it'd be a shame if the best quarterback in the league pees down his leg again.
Maybe a wrap is strong.
Right.
But, I mean, you put them in a real tough spot.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say a
it's
wrap.
It's going to be a hell of a matchup, man.
Yeah, I don't want to say a wrap. We'll just say, if they don't give it to James, he's successful. They got to put it in James. They got to put it in Josh Allen's hands. Not like, you know, Josh couldn't figure things out and light him up. We've seen him do so. But I think it really helps the Texans in a major way. Clint, great job. Shout out to Brandon Scott for joining us. Shout out to RoFlow as well for joining us. D'Amico and CJ kind of being on the show today. Tyler, we appreciate you as well. Great job. I am Ron the Show Hughley, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby. Damn, RoFlow, you done got an open.
How about that? Crazy.
Damn. You done got an open. The big voice guy.
Tyler, the production team on fire.
FM now, big time, baby.
Yeah, FM, baby.
I know, big switch. Time.
How you doing, RoFlow?
I'm faded as hell right now.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.